It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. A new exhibition at the Brooklyn Museum focuses on Latina artists who created works during the turbulent years of the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Radical Women is an extensive show with more than 260 items from 120 artists working in 15 countries. And WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon spent time looking at all of them, and now she gives us some of her time. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Okay, with this show, it's big. How's it organized?
Well, it is a big show, but let me say that bigness is its virtue because it introduces us to artists that we haven't seen before for the most part. What's interesting is that for most of the 20th century, as art was happening in Paris and New York, art historians were dismissing the whole Southern Hemisphere of the planet. So we don't know Latin American artists as well as we should. They've been a much more forceful and larger presence lately. And I think this show, of all the shows on Latin American art, is the one that really represents a coming out party for the entire continent. It brings together so much good work by 120 female artists.
So with so many different artists from different countries making works in all different mediums, does it make sense putting it all together?
Yeah, no, it is a lot of work by artists who grew up in completely different contexts. Some of the artists, for instance, are Latin American artists who grew up in the United States, whereas some grew up in brutal dictatorships in Chile or Argentina. So instead of organizing it by country, they organized it by theme. And the themes are a little bit vague, such as self-portraiture, political torture, political unrest, but it works. There is so much stylish and smart work in this show. Can I give you one example,
sure.
Richard?
Sure. Yeah, what stood out for you in the show?
I saw a painting that I loved by Delia Cancela, who I've never heard of. She's Argentinian. It's a big heart. It was done in 1964. So it's kind of a pop art painting, right? But what she does is she carves out pieces of the heart and hangs them below the canvas as if they're pieces of meat in a butcher shop. And in fact, it's called Broken Heart. At the other extreme, there's some really good conceptual art, such as I noticed a piece by an artist named Margarita Paxa, who is also Argentinian. It consists of a plexiglass box on a pedestal.
Okay.
First, you think, okay, it's a minimalist object. How is it different? But you notice that there are screws running through the top. Mm-hmm. And the piece is called Silence 2. And then you start relating it to torture when you see the screws. You think, who has been silenced? Mm-hmm. And I thought, what a spare, beautiful piece about a generation that was silenced in her country.
Wow. A lot of museums have been having exhibits about Latin American artists in recent years. Is this a trend?
Well, what we're seeing is a correction to the modernist canon. And artists who have traditionally been left out of the story of art are being belatedly included. For instance, there were the two Ligias from Brazil. They're both named Ligia. Ligia Pape and Ligia Clark. Mm-hmm. One had a show at MoMA. One had a show at the Met in the past few years. And they were both very strong shows. And Tarsila, as they call her, is now at the Museum of Modern Art, another Brazilian artist. And some of this is due to the efforts of visionary collectors. And I find it wonderful to see art that goes against the canon. It wasn't just Picasso and Matisse in the 20th century. There are other continents. And much of the work is really first rate.
And we'll definitely check it out. Radical Women, Latin American Art, 1960 to 1985, is now at the Brooklyn Museum through July. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and the author of several books on American art. Deborah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.